And so I invite you now to close your eyes if you haven't already done so, to become comfortable in your chair and relax your body. Take a deep cleansing breath, breathing into the infinite presence. Hold it for a few moments longer than normal, and then slowly let go. And as you exhale, just let go. Let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present in this now moment. Any worries, any fears, any thoughts of less than, just release them. And continue breathing in and breathing out in the ebb and flow of the divine. And with every breath we take, we turn Godward, inward, moving deeper into that inner place, that place of pure, unconditional love and grace. And as we continue to breathe, we release any tension in our bodies, any worry in our minds, and any thoughts of separation in our consciousness. And in this consciousness, we know and claim that this day, this moment is the time to awaken to a new beginning, a new way of being, discovering your individuality, living from your true Christ essence. You are free, free to break out of any habits that are serving as a barrier to your true identity, free to break out of others' opinions and beliefs about who you are. Free to fully express your divine nature. You are a child of the Most High. You live and move and have your being through the power of God. You are on this earth to express all the qualities of the divine: love, peace, wisdom, and harmony. No human being or worldly challenge can diminish you or make you less than you are. No human being can take your power away. And in this consciousness, know that if there is someone in your life you have tried to change, someone with whom you are not at peace, someone you have allowed to make you unhappy, you can turn the other cheek. Turning your thinking around, turning to the light of truth. And just for this moment, picture that person and substitute a thought of love for a thought of hurt. The love of God in you frees you from all bitterness now. Just feel this for a moment in the silence. Whether you choose to keep this person in your life or to lovingly release him or her, bless the person, see him or her enfolded in the love of God, and pray for his or her greater good. And dear God, sweet Spirit, we thank you for your unconditional love. Our souls rejoice in the knowledge that our source is internal, not external, and that we are never separate, but always one with your infinite presence. Help us to live from our own true identity and to express your love and your peace on this earth. And so it is, and so we joyfully allow it to be. In the name and through the power of the eternal Christ, we say amen, and so it is. And let us now prayerfully join together in our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power